Talk Live, and I'm so excited to have a different lineup of hosts for Friday nights from here on out. Daryl will be moving to Mondays with me, Ian, in the studio tonight.
Allie.
And Julia.
And so, of course, we'll take your calls, as we always will, at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. Also, you can reach us on Skype at username lrn.fm. So feel free to connect with the show in whatever way is most appropriate for you. Of course, both of you ladies, I'm sure, are well aware of what happened in Washington and Colorado in this last election, which, of course, was marijuana was essentially legalized.
I know, very exciting stuff. I was there when the poll results were coming out, and I happened to be hanging out with someone who is a member of Normal, and he was very excited about it as well, and so it was kind of fun to be like, yay, it's happening.
Yeah, I mean, how cool is it to finally watch this occur? Now, we can nitpick and talk about the bad sides of the law and how, in I think both locations, they're fairly restrictive as far as DUIs are concerned, with a ridiculously small level of blood, what do they call them? I don't even know how it's termed, but essentially pot per blood cc. There's a term that I don't have just because I'm not familiar with
it. But the DUI laws are equally ridiculous, so, I mean...
Yeah, no, but these are worse. Like,
really?
It's not hard at all to violate. And maybe I'm thinking of one state versus the other. One of them's really bad, where it's not hard at all to violate this. Like, essentially, if you've smoked pot in the last month or something, you might test if they take your blood.
Well, that's the problem with trying to test for pot in one system, because it could have, you know, like, even if there's a workplace-related injury, it could have nothing to do with, or DUI, it could have nothing to do with it, because you could have been doing it, you know, 2 weeks ago.
Right, but the whatever remnants will still be in your system, and so it'll pick that up. And also the idea that they have to do blood tests on people is creepy, and that I don't really much care for. So there's some stuff I don't like. I don't like
the
taxes.
How do you take a blood test on the side of the road? Good question.
That's another issue as well. And where are they doing these tests? How are they being done? These are all important questions to be asked. But I want to focus on some of the good parts about what's going on, and that is that overall, people are being allowed to smoke cannabis in both of these places. In fact, from what I understand, there was quite the pot tourism last week, about a week ago with 420. A lot of people were traveling so they could go and experience what it's like to actually...
I've been tempted myself to go to Colorado just to see what it's like for people not be afraid to smoke in public.
I know that when Julia and I were in Toronto a few years ago, we went to this really interesting place that unfortunately was raided, not while we were there, but later on.
The Kindred Cafe.
Kindred, yeah. And they would allow you to bring your own weed and smoke it. Or you could order something like a smoothie or a milkshake.
It was a hash oil milkshake.
Yeah, and so they were actually selling pot-related products in the store, even though they weren't really supposed to be doing that.
Well, it was weird because it wasn't on the menu. Like, we found out about this place through word of mouth. One of my friends came up for the same event from Ohio, and she said, oh, my God, you got to go to this place. So, like, we walk in, and... like, I've been told that I can order this special milkshake, but there's not on the menu.
Wasn't on the menu? Okay.
No, and you don't want to be like, hey, I want the pot milkshake, you know, because it's not on the menu, so maybe you're supposed to be down, you know, quiet about it. It was kind of weird, and we ended up ordering it. It was absolutely delicious. It was so good. It was the $13 milkshake, the best milkshake I have ever had in my life.
Yeah, it was outstanding.
Wow.
So that was cool. Like, to kind of, and that was not even really full-on legalization in any way. It was just more of like a tolerance. And again, they didn't tolerate them for forever because they ended up raiding
them. There are four of them.
They're still
in
there.
Toronto, and the other three still remain. Not this particular cafe, but four of a similar style.
Yeah, so that's interesting, and that was fun. But in Washington State and in Colorado, you should be able to actually go there and use cannabis. Now, there's some provisions around it. And, of course, the police are going to continue to mess it up as much as they possibly can.
It's probably confusing for them.
And that's what's going on in Tacoma, Washington, where, according to the AP, the police department in Tacoma could be found in contempt of court. Now, this is a rarity. normally you and I are the ones that get found in contempt. The little folk get found in contempt. But in this case, the judge is threatening the police department with contempt if they continue to refuse to return a small amount of marijuana seized from a man after a traffic stop. Municipal Court Judge Jack Emery repeated an order to police on Thursday to return the drug, or in this case, it's a plant, to Joseph Robertson within 7 days, or they could be found in contempt. The judge told Assistant City Attorney John Walker, quote, appeal or comply. On next week or next week, show up, and I would advise you to bring counsel. The judge first ordered police to return the drug on February 28th. So it's now been 2 months since he made this order. And usually when a judge makes an order, that's taken pretty seriously. If you are given an order by a man in a robe, I understand he's just a guy in a robe. The fact is he's got men with guns who will do his bidding. They will do whatever the man in the robe says. So usually you should take an order from a judge pretty seriously and probably want to comply with it as quickly as you possibly can, because if you don't, you could be found in contempt. And if you're found in contempt, they can usually put you in a jail cell for an indefinite period of time.
Wow. I mean, judges are supposed to uphold the law. Even, like, with the situation, they're supposed to do it for cops and for regular people. But it just so happens that we're not used to hearing. Well, I say just so happens. Predictably, they're used to telling, your average citizen that they need to do something or they're going to be held in contempt. Usually, they seem like they're really siding with the cops, so it's refreshing that there's a judge out there who's willing to sort of hold a police officer's feet to the fire.
Absolutely. It was seized, by the way, in May of last year when an officer pulled over the Tacoma man for speeding. He was cited for driving without a license and a misdemeanor for misdemeanor marijuana possession. Prosecutors dismissed the drug charge in December after state voters decided to legalize small amounts of the drug. Robertson then asked for his pot back and provided proof of medical marijuana authorization. The city refused, which led to Emery's February 28th order. If the matter is not settled by the May 2nd hearing, it could go to higher courts. The pot is now in the possession of the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, which operates the property room for seized evidence, and deputies are refusing to give it to Robertson. Sheriff spokesman Ed Troyer says it's Tacoma's case. If they want it, they can come and get it. So basically, the sheriff is saying, we're not under order to return this, so we're not going to do anything. If the Tacoma Police Department want to come and get this, we will relinquish it to them. And that's what the order is. The order is against Tacoma PD to return this guy's marijuana, and they now have approximately 1 week to comply with this order. Although the judge says he thinks there's contemptuous behavior here, he added that the case was a quagmire due to conflicting provisions of state and federal law. And I'm not sure exactly what provisions it is that he's referring to there, but it's just nice to be alive to see this happen, because I know that in the 1970s, people who wanted to reform marijuana laws, they thought it was in the bag. Like, it was close. It was going to happen, that marijuana was going to be legalized, and it just didn't pan out.
That's what kind of scares me about this, is I do think it's really awesome, and I try to be really grateful for the fact that we've finally have seen a step in the right direction in a lot of different ways, because there's been states, too, that have done the medical thing, like a lot of them, and so there's been a lot of progress, and yet we are still so far behind. There's so much work to do as far as righting the wrongs of the war on drugs.
Yeah, I don't know if the wrongs can ever be righted in this case. There are just so many of them, and so many lives have been torn apart. The best thing that could be done would be to end the war, and then you'll start to see more cases like this where the judge... Previously, this judge probably put people behind bars for possessing cannabis, but now, the way he's interpreting the laws that are in front of him, he can't interpret it in any other way. Look, you got to give this guy's weed back. And so it's just nice to see that happen, and we'll probably see more cases like this until the police finally start to respect people's rights. And from what I understand, or in this case, their freedoms, from what I understand, they have been more respectful in these two states. That this is, you know, this is an old case. They didn't arrest this guy after the law was created. They had arrested him previously, and they're just being stubborn about returning his weed.
Well, in Colorado, my understanding was that police there were already pretty lax about it. They're probably selectively enforcing it against people they didn't like.
Yep.
So So it was kind of predictable this would happen in a place like Colorado. I don't know about Washington. I don't hear much stuff about it.
We'll come back with more. Your thoughts are welcome. Maybe you're in one of those two places. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the site. We have listening options, including live streams, where you can tune in around the clock to the latest episode of Free Talk Live. In addition to that, We've got over 100 great radio stations from coast to coast that air the show at various times throughout the week. You can get a list of those over at listen.freetalklive.com. Also, learn about our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio. We're on two channels and heard all across the week. In addition to that, we've got KU Band, which is available to all of North and Central America thanks to Bitcoin. You can listen via free-to-air, as it is called. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. Plus, there's our webcam and the listen lines that allow a call from any phone that can dial long distance. Coming up in just under a month from today, the San Jose Convention Center is going to be packed with Bitcoin people. Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments, being put on by the Bitcoin Foundation. Two full days of conference, plus some stuff they're doing on Sunday as well. From what I understand, it's going to be a great time. It's the first Bitcoin conference that I'm aware of that has happened in the United States. So what a great ground floor opportunity to meet the movers and the shakers in the world of Bitcoin. If that sounds like something you want to be a part of, go to Bitcoin2013.com to get signed up, get information about the hotels. There are multiple hotels have been selected for this. There's actually two hotels that are directly connected to this convention center. So that gives you some idea of the scale of this event. You know, this is a convention center that's big enough to have two hotels attached to it. So I'm looking forward to being there because Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live from the event. So we'll see you there May 17th through the 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments, Bitcoin2013.com. To get registered with you in the studio here, it is Ian.
Allie. And Julia.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Damien calling from Washington. You're on Free Talk Live, Damien. Hello. Damien in Washington. Going once. Damien, hello, I hear somebody there. Damien in Washington, going twice. Tell you what, we'll put him on hold and maybe he'll come back later. Let's try Jason in Pennsylvania. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, how you doing tonight?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I was calling to talk to you about Aereo some more. I know you guys have talked about it the last couple nights.
Right, for our listeners that are unaware, and for maybe our co-hosts who might not have heard that conversation because they weren't here, can you kind of recap what Aereo is?
Sure. They're streaming over-the-air broadcasts over the Internet so that you can watch over-the-air television on your computer or other device.
Just like any streaming?
Well, not like any streaming. It would actually allow you to watch your local ABC News, your local CBS, your local Fox affiliates, Univision.
Is it only news?
No, whatever would
like
be on
you could watch Comedy Central if you
no,
were...
No. That's why you can't... Yet it's hard to explain this to folks because most people aren't used to talking about over-the-air television because
you're
most people don't
have
it.
You're talking about the antenna, the rabbit ears, those channels?
Yeah, so what you could pick up with rabbit ears in a certain area, they're putting...
But more than that, though, because... Because it's not just what you could pick up with your rabbit ears. This is a special data center located in an optimal reception area to where you can literally get everything. With you know the rabbit ears experience, I don't think really describes this because most people that have ever used rabbit ears have been frustrated as hell. The picture's been awful. It's just a terrible experience usually using these things. This has nothing to do with that. This is full HD quality video coming over your computer from an HDTV antenna in another, you know, office somewhere, in a server farm somewhere.
Wow.
So it's pretty interesting. So what did you want to share about that?
Yeah, well, I had two things. The first thing was the way I saw a picture of their antenna thing online, and it was kind of interesting. They just have a bunch of little tiny antennas stuck in this on a couple cards, maybe a bunch of cards. But it just made me think this looks like an engineering loophole that they exploited here. They're claiming, you know, one-to-one user to antenna, you know, to get you to, you know, to get around the legal issues.
And the legal issues are essentially that it's illegal to rebroadcast someone's signal without permission under copyright law.
Because they want you to pay for cable, right?
Right. Their argument, though, is that they're not rebroadcasting anything because they're saying we're providing you with an antenna and you're essentially renting the antenna from us because they charge their users $8 a month. And the courts have upheld that. The courts have said, yep, this is just an antenna technology.
Yep, that's what they said. So right now... They're only servicing the New York area or New York City. So if you're in New York City, you can sign up for Aereo, and you can get 1 hour for free a day, or you can sign up for their service and, you know, get it unlimited.
Yeah.
And they're rolling this out to cities all around the country very soon since they won that court case. Well, I'm going to tell you how you can do this right now from anywhere in the world. you can get Aereo on your computer.
Okay. Because they say that they check billing addresses, they check the zip code on your billing address when you sign up, and if you're not in the appropriate zip code, meaning that if you're not in the New York area, then you will not be able to use the service. So how do you get around that?
Right. Well, so to get your 1 hour free, you don't have to put in any billing information. It uses the geolocation information of your browser to verify your location.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know about the other browsers, but with Firefox, it was as simple as downloading the geolocator add-in for Firefox, telling it I was in downtown Manhattan, and sharing that, and I was able to watch my hour of free TV yesterday.
Pretty cool. So basically, you get a plugin for Firefox that spoofs the location in your browser, makes websites think that you're in a certain place that you're not actually. And you said it was called Geolocator?
Yeah, it was Geolocator for Firefox.
So you get a free plugin for Firefox, and then go and sign up or connect on this website, Aereo, Aereo.com, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yep.
Yeah, and then you get free television from the New York City market for an hour per day. Cool,
so
man.
The Today Show this morning. So
awesome. And what was the experience like? Was it pretty easy to use? Were you pretty satisfied? I mean, would this be something that you think would attract customers for them?
Sure. Actually, it was really easy to use, and their interface is really nice. They got like the kind of a built-in TV guide thing there, and you can scroll through the hours and the days and see what's on. And
And if you're paying for their service, they got the DVR and everything like that. Do you think this is something that is actually going to help save broadcast television, or do you think that the broadcast companies are going to keep freaking out about it and actually pull their stations off the air?
I don't know. Maybe it'll encourage them to do this for themselves.
To run a similar operation. Yeah, right. I suppose they could do that.
Do people ever have to pay for radio like they pay for cable?
No, XM. XM and Sirius.
Well, yeah. But so I'm just, I wonder if TV will just be like radio one day. We'll just channel in, right?
Well, I mean, that's how TV is right now for over-the-air broadcasts. I don't know if I understand.
Well, like the way people don't have to, you just buy the radio and you can channel into the different stations.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay for a subscription to, you know, to hear this station if you're listening in your car, unless you're listening on Sirius. Why would TV not just be like that? Or why do you have to pay for cable? Why can't you just have a TV?
Well, cable, the reason why, good question, and we can explore further. Jason, thanks for the tip, man. Good one. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Neat idea. 855-450-FREE. So people who are into television, that's a great way to get TV on your laptop or your iPad for free from the New York City market. And they are, as he said, expanding. More coming up. We can talk cable and why it exists. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food
food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Prepperfest AZ Expo is coming April 26th through 28th at the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center and will feature over 80 free self-reliance training classes. Get tips about long-term food storage, discover how to thrive while living off the grid. Experts will share their secrets of safe and simple water purification, innovative herbal remedies, aquaponics, organic food solutions, portable solar power, wilderness survival, and more. For more info, visit PrepperFestAZ.com and come on out April 26th through 28th to the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center at Scottsdale Road and the Loop 101 Freeway. This Prepper Expo will be fun for the whole family with a petting zoo and other kid-friendly activities. Discover how permaculture and ham radio will enhance your self-reliance. Learn how to do it yourself, survive a disaster, save money, and save a life. Be sure to mark your calendar Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th, 27th, and 28th. For information and tickets, visit PrepperFestAZ.com. Over 80 free self-reliance training classes. PrepperFestAZ.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo to prove, or video, to prove that they listen to the show. And the way you can do that is, well, however you feel like. There are different options for you. The classic method is to hold up a piece of paper with some sort of Free Talk Live reference on it, but other people have come up with different ways to prove that they are listeners of the show, and then get on the Shrine of Female Listeners. And actually, this month, if you send in an entry for the Shrine of Female Listeners, you will have a chance at winning some savory scents. So if you like handcrafted, wonderfully smelling candles, then they could be yours. So go to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. So, Ali, you had asked a question about cable television. You suggested that somebody should be able to just get a TV, turn it on, and there should be channels there, right? Like, why do you need to have cable?
I don't see why it would be different than radio.
Well, okay, so let's go back in time to when that's the way that there was no cable, right? So there was over-the-air broadcast. You had the big channels, ABC, NBC, CBS, and that
that's
was pretty much it.
We had rabbit ears my entire life because my parents were anti-cable.
And
so
PBS was also one of those
channels.
There
was, like, five channels. Maybe more, but they didn't come in well, no matter what. So
yeah, so that was an issue, right? So you were trying to tune these channels in, and it was not so great. There was the white noise that's coming in, and the fuzz, and just hard. It's hard to get. So people would pay money to get a big antenna that they'd then put up on like a crank up on their roof, and that would help. That would make it so you'd probably... Did you guys have that, or you actually just had the ears
rabbit
on top
ears.
Of the TV?
Yep.
Yeah, so
would this big antenna only allow you to see these five channels more clearly?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Or, you know, maybe get a channel that would be distant that you otherwise wouldn't be able to see simply by having the antenna sitting on top of your TV in your home. So that was a, you know, that was an improvement, but it still required the effort that it took to put an antenna up on a roof and buy that. And so at some point, somebody came up with the idea of cable, and I don't know how that process happened, but they decided, well, what we could do is we could run a hard line to everybody's house and give them quality video, basically quality video for a fairly low cost when all things are considered. They have to pay the companies they're getting the video from. So, you know, when they're getting Comedy Central, for instance, they're paying likely Comedy Central a certain monthly fee or yearly fee in order to license their content and be able to resell it. So having cable systems allowed for independent channels like MTV, for instance, back when MTV played music, to come about, and CNN eventually, this idea of 24/7 news. None of these things were even in the cards in any way, shape, or form when all the broadcasters had to have licenses. So in this case, now you actually were able to provide a bunch more channels and have more content available and have all those channels crystal clear. So you could have that free TV where you get a $10 pair of rabbit ears, plug that into your TV, and then you don't have to pay anything per month. Right. But you get crappy TV. And so what has been proposed now is to use the new technology of HDTV through over-the-air broadcast and this Aereo company to essentially retransmit that HDTV signal directly to your iPad or your laptop or your home computer and essentially make it so you're getting all these over-the-air channels, but you don't have to go through the process of putting up your antenna. Because you can still do that. You can still go get an antenna, put it up on a pole outside of your house, and try to pull in whatever signals you can pull in. But if you do that here in Keene, New Hampshire, you're really far away from any television transmitters whatsoever. So there's no way in hell you're going to be able to pull down Boston stations from here in Keene.
Right.
So essentially your only real option is satellite or cable if you live in Keene, New Hampshire. But with this Aereo technology, they're actually going to make it so people as far away as this area, which is 2 hours away from Boston, will be able to participate and receive Boston channels. So it's really, I don't know if I'm effectively explaining how revolutionary it is to the broadcast industry.
Sounds pretty cool.
Because you've basically grown up your whole life never having to do this. Like, you've never had an antenna that you've plugged into a television.
Always satellite or cable. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And you were the opposite, Julia. You had an antenna at all times and never had satellite or cable.
Yeah, my parents were really strict in that way.
Like, so,
we weren't allowed to play video games except on the weekends.
What do you think about that? If you had kids, would you let them watch TV?
Well, we were allowed to watch TV. Like, if we went over to our grandma's house or something like that, we were allowed to watch TV there. And we were allowed to watch movies. It wasn't that we weren't allowed to look at the screen. It was just that they thought that TV was kind of like a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
certainly
tend to
a
agree.
Waste of money. And I do too. And actually, I think that I have benefited a lot from not being exposed to all of the commercials and things over my lifetime. Like, I love it because I've never had TV as an adult either. I just have never really experienced a lot of TV. And I remember when I first moved up here and I didn't really have many friends, I would go hang out with this girl and her friend would just watch TV. And when you're not used to the TV watching ritual, it's really bizarre. Like, they would sit on the couch, they would just stare, and like, I mean, they're practically drooling on themselves, mm-hmm. right? And any time a commercial comes on, they take the remote and they just
flip
through the channels, staring, can't look away for hours and hours on end. And this is not an
was
activity.
Was there conversation? Did they have conversation
not
with each
really.
Other at all?
Not really.
They weren't discussing the things they were watching.
Right. So I wasn't exposed to this as a kid. And so, like, seeing as an adult, it's kind of a zombie-ish behavior and it's a little creepy. I don't really like it.
My TV watching was pretty zombified a lot of the times, but every once in a while it's fun to be talking with a friend on the phone as we're watching TV and, you know, gossiping or chatting about what we're watching, probably some smut or something, but it was just,
right.
I don't know, I just have these, I would say overall, my experience with having seen a lot of TV in my childhood, that I like that I know certain references, like I watch a lot of Cartoon Network and I can relate to people who've seen the same cartoons as me and things like that. But
Isn't it sad though that that's how people relate to one another? It's either you relate to somebody else, like kind of in popular culture, you relate to somebody based on the music they listen to, the TV shows they watch, and the sports teams.
At work, people always are like, "Have you seen this commercial? Have you seen this commercial?" And I'm like, "No, I've never seen
any commercials
because
I
don't watch TV." And they're like, "Come on, you know this one." I'm like, "No, I really don't."
Well,
it's frustrating. I remember when I had a friend who didn't have a TV, I'd be like, "How do you not know any of the stuff that I'm talking about?" She's like, "I just don't have a TV." I'm like, "Well, I don't know what to do with you then because we can't relate."
Well, I mean, now, when I was a kid, I hated not having a TV. Like, all my friends had TVs. I definitely wanted one and was jealous. But now that I'm an adult, like, if I had children, I mean, I don't pay for TV now. No way would I pay for it just because I had kids. It's expensive and way overrated, in my opinion. It's not worth the price to me.
Well, see, the thing is, if, you know, I have the option now to watch TV if I want to, and I just choose not to.
So someone in your household subscribes to television?
Well, it's an option at work every day.
Oh, at work, okay. Gotcha.
And if it's turned on when I come in, it is like, oh my gosh, I can't not watch it. I can't look away.
That's what I don't think about it.
And then I'll turn it off because it's
distracting.
It's embarrassing to me when I like am glued to something that is obviously so unimportant in nature. Mm.
That's how I feel if I go out to restaurants and there's a TV in the background. Like, it can be sports. I don't care about sports whatsoever.
But a hockey game
is on and I'm drooling staring at this TV. I can't even look you in the eye anymore because it's so distracting to me.
Let's go to the phones here. You're certainly welcome to share your experiences with television or bring up whatever you want. Ron is in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ron.
Yeah, I had an idea to promote Bitcoin for Liberty movement. Mark actually gave me the idea the other night when he made that Rapicon quote from Spock, these many whatever. But when Star Trek went off the air, the fans of that show were so distraught that they did a letter writing campaign to, I think it was this time, and thus came about one of the most heavily syndicated shows in the history of mankind.
Stand by. I want to bring it back to finish your thoughts here and give us the full story. Hang on, Ron. We'll bring it back. 855 450 free. Bitcoins, television, whatever you want to talk about goes. It's Free Talk Live.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to capture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-719-2640. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-719-2640. That's 1-800-719-2640. 1-800-719-2640.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, dial in toll free at 855-453. Sickles CAI toll free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, please shop with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com and buy all manner of different things because you can link in through Amazon through the shop page. So you go to shop.freetalklive.com. You find links to Amazon Canada, Amazon US, Amazon UK even. So click into the right Amazon for you and then just get your shopping taken care of. Get the stuff you're looking for. We're talking about television here and television technologies and TV watching habits. Your favorite TV show? Probably on Blu-ray, probably on DVD. So if you want to get a copy, go through shop.freetalklive.com and then Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com to start your shopping. Ron is on the line. You were talking about Bitcoin and you had an idea you wanted to pitch, so go ahead.
Okay, so what I'm thinking is, so Star Trek was heavily syndicated because of a letter writing campaign. So let's take like Amazon or Starbucks. These are both innovative companies. You know, they kind of lead the market in a lot of ways when it comes to products and services. So what if like everyone who was involved with Bitcoins and interested in seeing Bitcoins promoted, why not we all start writing letters to Amazon and Starbucks and other companies like them saying, hey, we have Bitcoins. Why don't you take them?
And I like that idea.
If they get enough of them, they might say, hey, let's try this.
I think that's a fine idea. I mean, these companies need to hear feedback from people. The trick is going to be organizing some sort of a campaign and promoting it effectively and getting, you know, if it's a good idea, presumably it will spread of word of mouth virally. People will see it as a great idea, or maybe you could pre-write a letter for people, but then again, that doesn't always look good because then they're getting a form letter coming in. So I think there's some things to balance, some things to consider about how to make that work, but I think doing any level of writing, whatever the level of publicity this thing gets, amongst the Bitcoin community, the better off people will be, because the more feedback these companies get from customers, especially in a situation like Mark, I think, was talking about his experience with Wikipedia, where they basically rebuffed his offer. He wrote them and said that he wanted to give them Bitcoin as a contribution when they were doing their fundraising drive, and they basically wrote him back and threw it back in his face.
Wow.
So that was kind of upsetting to him, because he really wanted to support them, but they wouldn't accept the method that he wanted to support them. So if they were actually hearing from people who are saying, you know, I really want to spend bitcoins with you, but you don't accept them, so I'm going to use another option like bitcoinstore.com or something, to where they know that they're not only are they upsetting a customer or a potential customer, but they're losing that customer's business by not being willing to accept the method of payment that the customer is most interested in. I mean, that's one of the reasons why they accept American Express and MasterCard and Visa and whatever other credit cards they accept, because they want to have as many options as possible for their consumer so that they're likely to choose them above their above the other options out there. So great point tonight, Ron. Anything else you want to share?
No, that was it.
Thanks for the call. And, of course, in the meantime, you can go to bitcoinstore.com right now and order more than 500,000 items. Over 500,000 items are ready for immediate shipment to your house or to wherever it is you want to ship them, because the shipping address doesn't have to match your billing address, because there is no billing address. It's Bitcoin. So you can put whatever address you want down there. The Bitcoins are going to be there when you send them, and there's no doubt about it. Bitcoin Store knows it, so they'll send it anywhere that you want them to send it. And they're going to do it cheap, too. If you order less than $100 worth of product, $100 worth of product on BitcoinStore.com, it's a flat $5 shipping rate. Doesn't matter what you're ordering. If you order more than $100 worth, it's free shipping. Plus, factor in that BitcoinStore.com is offering their products at a 0% markup. Take the time to check them out, bitcoinstore.com. If you're looking for consumer electronics, tools, things like that, go to bitcoinstore.com and do the price check. Do the Google shopping search, too. See what you can find. I bet you you're going to find a lower price in total at bitcoinstore.com. So you can order with Bitcoin right now. And if Amazon and PayPal and these other companies get a clue, there was rumor this week that PayPal was considering taking or doing something with Bitcoin. I don't know if it was more than just rumor, but
I saw an article. I think it was from Business Insider.
Yeah. So I didn't take the time to actually look into it. Did you?
I was reading it. Yeah. I'll see if I can pull it up
later.
Yeah,
just curious. I mean, it's certainly a lot of people would be really jazzed if PayPal were to do something like that. That'd be huge.
Besides buying a product from a company, what's the best way to give a company feedback? It was writing letters and sending them out really the best way?
Good question. I don't know if he was referring to actual physical letters. Certainly, if somebody sends a letter somewhere, it does tend to attract attention, I think. And a letter is, on one hand, you kind of might, if you're used to emails and you get a letter, you might think, well, here's somebody that doesn't know about email.
At what point does it seem like this person really took out the time between, you know, this person's a Luddite and they don't know how the world works?
And so there's that factor, the Luddite factor, but there's also a, this person did take the time to actually write something down. They took the time to, for instance, hand address an envelope. I think there's something that's special about that. So we do victimless crime outreach here on a weekly basis in Keene, New Hampshire. We send letters to people who are arrested for various different victimless crimes, like driving without government permission or alcohol possession, underage alcohol, drug-related stuff. So we get a list of names from the Keene Police Department. And in theory, you could print those envelopes out, but it doesn't take that long to physically address an envelope. And we're in Keene, so it's not like we're sending out hundreds of letters every week. It's like 5 letters or 10 at the most on a busy week. So it's not a huge task. And I just think there's a special touch involved with someone's actual handwriting being on the outside of an envelope. It's probably more likely to get opened.
Weren't they very fancy letters, too?
No. I mean, they're just printed letters. No, I wouldn't recommend handwriting a bunch of letters. That would be pretty difficult. But if you type the letter and then sign it at the bottom, and that looks genuine, I think.
My boyfriend just got an invitation to an acquaintance's wedding, and it was funny because instead of having, like, the fancy, you know, calligraphy writing, like, here's the wedding and the information, they're like, go to this website. They just had
a
web designer.
Yeah, that's really popular now is people have wedding sites that have all the information on it. And they just send out, like, little postcards, basically. And see, my handwriting is awful because of typing. Because I type everything. And if I'm in a situation
where
I
have... Was it good at one point? Was your handwriting good in the past?
Yeah, I had great handwriting. And I still can have good handwriting, but I don't want to. You know what I mean? Like, if I sit there and write slow and try to have good handwriting, then it works. But my hand hurts. Like, if I am stuck for some reason writing something, those muscles are just not the same as they once were.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I get cramps in the side of my
hand. I feel like my handwriting is as bad as it's always been.
if you watch me like write some really long thing at the beginning, it's like super nice and all even, and then by the end it's just crazy, like all over the place.
Certainly my hand did get tired when I was writing in jail, because I was writing a lot more than I would normally write.
Well, and in that way, like, I have a friend who always writes me handwritten letters, and I feel like such a jerk, but I will not write a handwritten letter to her. I always
type
it up.
So you email back, or you
type
it?
No, I type it up, and I try to personalize it by putting, like, stickers and, like, drawing pictures on the side. So that she doesn't think that, like, you know what I mean, oh, I just whipped up this letter really quick. I don't want her to think that I'm being rude.
You could probably find a font that looks just like handwriting anyway.
True, and I like I like things to look nice aesthetically. So for me, if I start out writing really neat at the top and then it just gets sloppier as the page goes on, like you were describing, I don't think that's nice. I don't want to give that to somebody.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. It's Ladies Night here on Free Talk Live. Allie and Julia in the studio throughout the evening here. And we're going to continue with your calls. We go to the amp lines. You're on Free Talk Live, unscreen caller. Hello.
Hey, this is Brian from Indianapolis. How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Brian, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was listening to you guys talking about victimless crimes, and I just had to call in. I was looking on Facebook earlier. And I noticed a little blurb that Barry and Candy Cooper, did you see that one, that they went to Brazil?
Oh, is that public information? Yeah, I had actually heard that privately from Barry and Candy. You're talking about the guys from NeverGetBusted.com, Barry Cooper, former drug cop from Texas, turned good, joined the side of legalization, and has been helping cannabis users. Yeah, he really is a hero, and his wife, Candy, because he wouldn't have been able to do it without her. She was a huge influence.
She's a very nice woman, by the
way.
She's
awesome.
I actually have his DVDs.
Good stuff. He's a great, great guy.
I've never met him in person, but they're so, I mean,
they're
such an inspiration to read their stuff, and they use their Facebook page. I assume it's their Facebook page, the Never Get Busted Facebook page. And it stated that they went, I guess, in 2011, and it details their trip, like through Venezuela and paying off the people to get down there, and they're the political refugees.
Yeah, they went down for asylum because the Texas cops were after them, and they were trying to steal their kids from them. I don't know if you wanted to share more. You are welcome to hang on and stick with us here if you want. But, yeah, Barry and Candy Cooper are great folks, and we've had Barry on the show a number of times, and they both actually were at the Liberty Forum several years ago. Which was really cool. It was fun to meet them and get to hear Barry speak. 855-450-FREE. It's the live Friday edition of Free Talk Live.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.